We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles tight end, fullback, Mr. Everything on offense, James Casey. Welcome to Philadelphia. James?
Oh, thanks so
much.
How
are you, buddy?
I'm excited. Been a whirlwind 2 days, starting with yesterday at 3 o'clock right in free agency started, Central Time, and it's been exciting. Been meeting a lot of people and traveling around Philadelphia doing physicals and stuff, but it was good to be signed and finally be an Eagle.
So I got to ask you, you apparently had just 13, 14, 15, 18 teams interested in you. Why did you pick the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah, I had a lot of, according to my agent, you know, I wasn't talking to the teams specifically, but they had that little window over the weekend where they could tamper with each other. And my agent said there was a lot of teams interested in me. But, you know, and the Texans were also interested in me. But I think it was just one of those situations where they didn't have any money under the cap and they had some other guys they were trying to go at. So it was, I guess, you know, between my agent and the different teams that he thought, you know, and I thought for sure, you know, that Philadelphia was the best situation for me with Coach Kelly coming in and I, you know, with the opportunities that I hope to get here and the team that they got now, the players that are already on the roster. And I think it's a team that's ready to win now, and that's exciting. And then, you know, they offered a decent contract. So, you know, of course, I jumped on it, and this is where I wanted to be.
What do you – I mean, we are all really excited about Chip's offense. We don't know what it's going to be other than watching college football and watching Oregon. And what's your sense of what the X's and O's are going to be like and what could be in store for you?
It's hard to tell because it's probably going to be something that's kind of evolving as we go, as it gets used to the personnel that's on the team and what everybody can do. But, you know, I think it's probably going to be, you know, probably a faster-paced offense that, you know, it's going to, you know, move the ball around, get the ball in playmakers' hands and let guys make plays. And that's what's, you know, one of the most exciting things about it. You know, I like to have the ball in my hands, of course, like almost everybody does. And hopefully I can get some opportunities to do that, to get the ball and make some plays, you know, down the field like that. But, I'm just like everybody else. I'm interested to see exactly how it's going to be, too. I know it's going to be a fun offense, and I'm going to be excited to be a part of it.
Your story, James, is one that's been told often. It's a great story, very, very humble beginnings. And I wondered how those humble beginnings and the tough times you faced when you were a kid shaped you and make you appreciate what you have now.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely one thing that motivates me probably more than anything is just where I came from and, you know, what happened when I was younger with my mom and everything that happened when I was a kid that it motivates you to want to be successful, to want to, you know, make something yourself, to make your parents proud of you and to make your family proud of you. And it's something that I, you know, always, you know, strive to try to be the best I can be and make people proud of me and work hard. And it's not going to stop now, even though, you know, I've got the contract with the Eagles, but that's now you got to set new goals and try to achieve greater things. And, you know, now it's time to try to win games and try to win championships here in Philadelphia. And it's an exciting time for me. I know it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to start soon. You know, right when I get off the plane, back in Houston, I got to get all my stuff together and then come fly back here and try to move and find a place to live and then get right to work and, get to work and working out and try to learn the offense.
For those who don't know you, aren't that familiar with your game, how would you describe yourself on the field to an Eagles fan?
I would say, I mean, it's hard to kind of, you know, boast about yourself because you don't like really talking about yourself too much, but I would just say I'm a dynamic player. I'm versatile. At this point in my career, I've played 4 years in the NFL, and I've played almost everything. I played a traditional fullback in the out formation. I played tight end, a traditional tight end. I've been in the slot. I've motioned around. I've played a little bit of running back. And so I'm a guy that's comfortable doing all those different types of things. And I don't think there's a lot of guys out there that are comfortable playing in different positions and willing to do those type of things. And, you know, I did what was asked of me with the Texans, with the system they were running. And I think I have even more out there for me. If I can just, you know, get out there and get some opportunities and show the coaches what I can do, I think I can help the offense and I think I can help us win a lot of games.
To know that much about an offense, I mean, you have to know every facet of the offense when you're moving around. You must be just a true lover of the game of football.
I do. I love football, and I'm one of those guys that, you know, doesn't, you know, some guys enjoys the things that come with football, but I'm a guy that really loves football, really loves working out and trying to be, you know, take advantage of. Because I just look at it, you know, my window of opportunity to be a football player is so small. I want to take advantage of it. So I spend as much time as I can, you know, at the field, you know, studying the plays and working out as much as I can. And because what I did at Houston, I did a lot of different stuff. So I had to spend a lot of extra time studying. And I got to the point where I knew a lot, you know, almost all the offense. And now I'm going to a completely new offense where I got to learn a whole new system. But everybody on the team's got to learn a whole new system. So I'm with everybody else. And it's going to take a lot of work to study all those plays. And I got a little taste of it today with, you know, it's going to be a whole new terminology and everything that I'm going to have to learn, but I'm excited. It's re-energized. You got to learn all this new stuff and make sure you're on top of it, and another challenge.
Yeah, James, you chose baseball over football coming out of high school. And I wondered, A, why? And then, B, you were in the NFL, or the Major League Baseball farm system, I guess, for 3 years, right? What was it like beating around the bushes? There's such a allure about that. Was it great? Was it a great experience?
Yeah, well, the number one reason why I chose, I guess the first question, why I chose baseball or football, basically I had to because I got hurt my senior year in high school. I had like a little knee scope, so it kind of pretty much I didn't get to play my entire senior year in football in high school. And everybody knew I was going to play baseball because I had a really good junior year, and I got drafted by the White Sox in the seventh round. So, you know, like we were saying, I came from humble beginnings. I didn't have a lot of money, so seventh round out of baseball, I thought I was, you know, going to play in the major leagues for a long time and be an all-star player and make money and be rich and all those types of things. And it didn't work out, of course, but the minor leagues were fun. It was a great experience. I got to travel around a lot, but it is a tough life because you don't get paid a lot of money and you're traveling almost all the time, you know, almost every day on those buses, and you have 16-hour bus rides sometimes. Yeah. But I learned a lot from that. And when I left that and I ended up going to Rice to play football, I had a whole new mentality going into Rice and, you know, about how I needed to act and how I needed to treat it. And I think that helped me out a lot.
At what point do you think the NFL was a possibility? I mean, having not really, I guess, gotten a lot of maybe scholarship offers or attention coming out of high school in football, you have to rebuild your body, you have to recondition your body for a completely different mindset in that kind of sport, a violent sport.
Yeah, it was really tough trying to get people to look at me from playing baseball going into football because I was a baseball player and I hadn't played in 4 years. So obviously they're not handing out scholarships and they're not going out to recruit me. So I had to kind of recruit myself, and I sent out information to every school, and I finally, you know, a lot of stuff happened. There's a long story, but I ended up getting a scholarship to play at Rice as defense on a defensive side, and then they eventually moved me to offense before my freshman year, and I only played there 2 years, and then I was drafted after my true sophomore year. So I played true freshman, true sophomore, and then left. But I went to school at 22, and I left at 24, so I was getting older. I had to had to graduate, but the NFL was so far away at that point. Once I got released from baseball, it was hard to even imagine that. There's no way I could have, if you'd have told me that, you know, then that I was going to be playing in the NFL and be signing a contract with the Eagles, I couldn't even imagine it. But once I got to Rice and I got that scholarship, that's when you want to set high goals. So if you're going to play football, you might as well want to try to be the best at it and want to try to get into the NFL. And that's how I approach almost everything. If you're going to do it, you might as well try to be the best at it.
Do we call you a tight end? Do we call you an H-back? Do we call you a slot man? Do we just call you James Casey, football player?
Football player sounds good, okay. But I guess tight end, if you had to classify me, is what I would be right now, because I don't know how much fullback they're going to be using here with Philadelphia. But, I was calling myself a fullback/tight end, but tight end's fine, and I just want to be on the field in any way possible and making plays regardless of what position that is.
By the way, last thing, when the news broke of you coming to Philadelphia, we contacted John McClain, 33 years with the Houston Chronicle, super highly respected guy, had nothing but great things to say about you on and off the field, and thinks you've got an opportunity to really blossom in the right situation. He thinks this is the right situation. So a little shout out from John.
Yeah, that's nice of John and the Houston media. And I kind of feel bad because I haven't been able to talk to any of the Houston media. I think they've been trying to call me and send me texts, but I've been so busy I've been meeting with all the coaches and everyone here in Philadelphia that I haven't had time to respond to anybody. So sorry about that, Houston, but I'm in Philadelphia now, and I'll talk to them when I get back for a little bit.
Good stuff. Hey, James, great job. Thank you so much. Welcome to Philadelphia. James Casey in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We'll be right back.